You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hello, you are listening to the Half Hour Happy Hour
Ladies Night.
I'm Maud Garrett.
I'm Allison Hayslip, and for the next 30-ish minutes, we are going to sip some booze and spit some news. And of course, we're doing it with Tom.
All the nicknames.
Krajewski.
Hi, girls.
Hi. Ladies, sorry. Ladies, not girls. Ladies, not out.
We are both definitely
you're adults.
Mm. How are you guys?
I got coronavirus. Sorry, guys.
Oh, my God.
Maud thinks she's dying.
If I am, I just, do it. You know?
But if you die, you'll leave your dog behind, so you cannot.
Oh, and I've already sorted it out.
You have?
Yeah.
Someone's already got protection of Zelda?
Alicia's probably going to look after.
That makes a lot of sense.
But my dog's going to eat her cat.
Oh.
Right.
Dogs don't actually eat cats.
No,
right?
They'll get along really, really well.
That's like not a thing, right?
Maybe if they're hungry.
I understand them attacking cats.
Yeah. Well, wasn't
potentially killing cats.
The study was
eat them.
That your cat, if you die in your apartment, your cat is more likely to eat you than your dog.
Oh, far
see,
more
because
likely.
Cats are evil.
Mm. Yeah. Well, no, they're just survivors.
Just they're survivors.
They're survivors.
We basically took giant tigers and
they're
miniaturized
just
them.
It.
To make,
we made
we
miniaturized
did.
Tigers.
Is that where we got cats from?
Anyone.
I don't know, whatever. Anyways.
But then dogs are just tame wolves.
Everyone's listening to this, hearing my amazing pun. And you guys,
we missed it. What is it?
No, you missed it.
Oh shit, we have to go back
they
and
know.
Listen.
They know.
Aww. You listeners got a bonus that Tom and I did not get. So I feel like we have to start this show with some news.
I thought we were going to do it at the start of the second part of this podcast.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, now that I've said it, maybe we just need to start.
Well,
no, we're going to wait till
the end. We should hold it off. I don't know.
We should start so we can have a discussion and then people can respond and we're giving, some time. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Obviously, we had an executive conversation about this before and we all agreed.
Clearly, we need to go to couples therapy or something.
Yeah,
Thruples therapy.
Actually, there's no real reason to do that because our news.
Tom, why don't you break the news?
Well, looks like we're going to be ending the podcast in about a month.
Yes.
We're just all a little too self-involved.
You make it sound selfish, but no, it's true. Our schedules have just become such that it is... This is not maintainable.
Yeah.
Literally today, my schedule got flipped around, and thank God these guys are so flexible, but we had to move the podcast an hour before we were recording. We had to move. So.
Yeah, this is definitely, last year got busier for me, and this year's getting even busier.
Which is good.
It is great.
Yeah.
So that's my excuse.
To all of our listeners out there who are going, what the fuck right now? Just know it's because good things are happening for the three of us.
Yeah.
And it was such a long run. I mean, I was only here for a year and a bit of it, but what an amazing longevity that you've had with the podcast, and it's evolved in so many different ways over the years. Yeah, it's kind of an achievement in itself.
Yeah, it's sad.
Yes, but... We are, of course, going to go out with a bang.
Yeah, we are.
And this is why we're telling you guys now. So the podcast will officially end the first week of April because we started the podcast the first week of April in 2015.
Was that 2015?
Yes.
That was 19.
So this will be officially 5 years. So what we were doing, we are doing our last episode is going to be a big fucking live show.
Woo!
So if you happen to be in the Los Angeles area, we are doing a live show on March 31st. Is it March 31st?
I don't even remember.
Guys.
I don't know.
You don't have your phone, Maud. She's lost.
That's the other big news today. Maud forgot her
lost.
Phone.
She's lost. She has no idea what to do.
I keep forgetting.
Yes. Tuesday, March 31st. It is going to be at the Scum and Villainy Cantina in Hollywood, which is the same place we did a live show a few years ago. We're going to say 8 p.m. start time. The show will actually start at 8:30, but we'll say 8 p.m. so no one's late and everyone gets there and gets settled and whatever.
Yeah.
So if you happen to be in the L.A. area, please come. We are going to have lots of surprises for you guys
Ooh.
At this live show.
Yes.
And then that episode will drop on Monday, April 6th.
Yeah.
So we've given you guys a month to prepare.
Emotionally. Physically.
Yep. If you want to email us, that you got a month to do it. Yeah. If you've been sitting here listening to our podcast and being like, I should really email
Long-time listener, first-time emailer.
We'll take it.
Yeah.
We'll, if you want to Maybe we should say, like, if you want to email us, like, your favorite memories of the
podcast.
Like,
that'd be good.
Kind of spend this month.
A month of reflection.
Yeah.
I do have a thing. What if, like, the finale of the half-hour happy hour was how actual many hours the podcast has been going on for? So 5 years of half hours.
Oh, my God. That's
so it's like
quick math. Hold
it's
on.
It's like the 212 days of happy hour. That's obviously not it because it's only half an hour. So
okay,
it might
hold
be,
on.
It might still be, like, six. Like, what do
so
you reckon?
There's 52 weeks in the year. Well, we're going to, we'll just, I'm not going to count Drunksmiths right now because it's going to make the math too confusing.
Oh, yeah.
So 52 times five. Okay, so that's 260 weeks, right?
Right.
Of half an hour.
Times 30, which is how many minutes? Uh-huh. And then I guess I'll do that divided by 60 to get, wait, no.
You're a math major.
I know. I have 7,800 minutes.
Whoa. That's not counting Drunksmiths.
Then you divide it by 60.
That's, yeah, divided by 60. That's 130 hours.
Which is how many days? Divided by
24? We've 5.42 days.
We've spoken straight for, well, not straight, but we've spoken
five
on this for 5.42.
But then,
oh, no,
on top
now
of
what?
That,
okay.
Add how many, 12, well, but you would do
11 times,
four.
Why am I doing 11 times four? That's 44.
Times 30.
Yeah, no, Maude's right because the 11, you know, you're, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. So you guys remember five, oh, Jesus, hold on.
5.4 days.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so now 44 times 11. 30 is how many Drunksmiths minutes we've done?
No, times four.
No, what? I did four times 11. That's
yes.
44
right.
times 30.
Yeah.
Okay, so then divided by 60, that's 22 hours. So we've done almost a full day. So
there
we go.
That
so like
about
six
right.
and a half days
yes.
of podcasting.
Oh, oh and
Jesus.
One of
exhausted.
Those days was just drunk.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to say more.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm
going
to say more.
In the beginning, I used to drink a lot of wine.
Yeah,
when
you did.
Come in. Like,
well, that's because Alex would just be like, it's 11 a.m. on a Saturday.
Yeah.
I'm opening this bottle of wine. And we do you remember we used to, we'd get three glasses and we would pour the entire bottle of wine into the three glasses, like right off the bat. It wasn't like we'd do slow refills.
White
we'd
wine?
Each get.
It was usually.
It was red.
I would bring white wines.
You would, because Alex only drinks red.
Oh, yeah,
during the
snub.
Day.
During the day. 11 a.m. on Saturdays.
A red is 7 or later, 6 or later. Uh-huh. Rosé is from like 2
we,
to 4.
We don't got no rules.
Yeah, not in this part of the hemisphere.
Yeah.
I had to not drink coffee or red wine for 2 days because I got my teeth refreshingly whitened.
Oh.
Just recently?
Yes.
Oh, they look nice.
They look bright and delightful.
They
look
do.
At you.
Yeah. So they started at an A8 and she's like, do you drink coffee? And I was like, do I drink?
Yeah.
Yes.
Every morning.
Right.
And then... once it was done, the A1 is the lightest tooth color.
Okay.
Lighter than that.
Ooh.
But then on Wednesday night, if I inhaled with my mouth open.
Was it really sensitive?
My bottom teeth.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like sitting there like,
oh,
with my lips scrunched up, like,
you know,
looking like a butthole.
I'll do those like crest. I'll do those Crest White strips every once in a blue moon.
Yeah,
and I can only do like 2 days of it because afterwards I'm like,
oh,
my teeth
sensitive.
Hurt so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they work though. I actually really like those.
Yeah,
a lot.
They do.
They
do.
A shameless plug, but they're good.
Yeah. I was about to be like, sponsor us, but we're not doing the show anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to have a lot of adjustments.
Well, we're asking people for their favorite memories.
Yeah.
What are yours?
Oh, I haven't even put thought into this
I usually
yet.
Do like the Comic-Con shows and Drunksmiths.
Yes.
I think it's because it's the energy from the audiences.
Yeah.
The Comic-Con shows only got better and better. You
yeah,
know, bigger
I don't
and bigger
disagree with
audiences.
That at all.
So
that was a lot
those
of fun.
Are my
I like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't it?
Yeah. No, I do think there's something about like...
And Desaya was a great guest.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's definitely something about getting to actually meet the people who listen. Because, you know, when we do this, it feels like we're doing it a bit into the void. Because
yeah,
we
totally.
Just look at each other. And then we get some emails and we're like, oh, okay, so people are listening to this. But when you actually get to meet some people in person, you're like, oh, shit.
We
That's
exist
so cool.
for people. People... Acknowledge us.
Yeah.
They
we
listen
do
to
are
this
real.
Drizzle.
I know.
my highlight, I think one of my favorite episodes,
editions.
was Troy Baker at Drunksmiths.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think
His story.
Spoke much because he just like was such a great storyteller and just rocked my world.
And so unbelievably genuine.
Yeah.
Just like, what?
And I forgot that it was like a podcast.
Yeah.
And I just thought that like I was just there to sort of listen
you're
and
like,
absorb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're here for the one-man Troy Baker show.
Yeah.
I get behind that.
Yeah.
Totally.
I liked that one a lot.
I get that. Yep. I get that. Maude, have you recovered from your Lego building weekend?
I think having five people over three was the smartest thing we did.
Yeah, we got through that so fast.
It was awesome.
It was good.
It was a blast,
yeah.
And I ate so much candy, which is probably my highlight of that podcast, by the way.
I felt so sick. Oh my god, so much sugar. Oh. I sat in my bed in a bowl.
Did you go home right after that? Because I went out with Allison.
Yeah, Tom and I went out for another drink.
For drinks.
And we sat at this bar and.
Thanks for the invite.
Well, because I was going to go alone. And then because I was going to go alone. And then as we're on the way, you're like, you have nothing to do tonight, right?
No, Tom was like, are you doing anything tonight? I was like, no.
I was just going to go alone.
Do you want to come have a drink? I was like, yes. Yeah. And then we sat at a bar and I had a.
We sat at the bar.
The bar.
Musso and Frank.
And I had a shrimp cocktail and mashed potatoes for dinner.
That sounds like my kind of diet.
Yeah.
The seafood. Oh, but it is.
You don't eat seafood.
No.
But that's interesting as an Australian.
I eat beige foods.
Beige foods.
Very well.
Mashed potatoes.
Potato.
Wait, did I ever tell you that I have a professor in college who, he would eat lunch with me every once in a while. And one day he looks down and he's like, he's super Texan. He'd be like, Allison, all your food is beige. I only ate beige food in college too. It was like, I'd have like a chicken breast and white rice and mashed potatoes. Yeah. It's like the only thing that was on my plate. And I'm like, it's the best tasting stuff.
Exactly. It is.
Yeah.
Beige diet. Yeah, I know it well. I know it well.
I force myself to eat vegetables every day now. Green vegetables.
Good for you.
Tons of them.
You do.
Because I got it, because I'll probably die if I don't.
Maybe that's why I've got the Rona.
Huh?
Maybe that's why I've got
You don't know
corona.
Vegetables free?
My corona. Sounds good.
Thank you. That was
actually,
the funniest thing I've said today.
You actually sort of made it sound like we were doing a Weird Al song.
Yeah. There you go, Weird
Al.
You
know Weird Al.
We just gave him a new song.
Because Abnormal Mod's in town.
Abnormal Mod.
Odd Mod?
Better in my
Weird
Al, Odd Mod.
Yeah, but your accent, Odd Mod.
Odd Mod.
Wait, what am I saying wrong?
Odd Mod.
Odd Mod.
Odd Mod.
Odd Mod.
Odd Mod does rhyme.
Odd Mod does rhyme.
Not
Odd
to me, Sonny Jim.
Sonny Jim. Jim.
Oh, how'd look, you know my real
still
nickname?
Still getting nicknames. Still getting nicknames.
I'm Sonny Jim. is that a jerky stick? Sonny Jim? Give
Slim
me a Sonny Jim.
I just thought it was a patronizing phrase.
Is Sonny Jim a patronizing phrase?
That's what I was going for.
Oh.
I assumed it was.
Meanwhile,
I assumed it was
found
patronizing.
It delightful.
You can call me Sonny Jim whenever you want.
That's right. Hilarious.
Sonny Jim.
That's hilarious.
S-U-N-N-Y, right? Sonny? Like
Sunny,
I'm a Sonny.
Yeah.
I'm bright.
As opposed to S-O-N-N-Y.
Yeah. Oh, no,
hey there, Sonny Jim.
Well, should we get into a email or something?
Sure,
like
let's do emails.
That? Let's see. God.
I was actually just brilliant. I'm like wondering how I can cash in on my corona.
My corona.
Yeah, you're like, I'll figure that out.
Yeah.
Oh, here, wait, this is important. This is a follow-up email.
Was I wrong again?
No.
Good.
Do you remember, like, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, listener Ryan wrote in and told us, like, behind-the-scenes stuff at working at Disney because he was like, he and his wife worked at the park.
Yeah.
And we asked, did you meet at the park?
Yeah.
Here we go. Ryan, follow-up email. Hello again, Allison Supervolcano and...
Hello.
Hi, Maud.
Oh, you didn't say... Oh, I have to say, I get it.
Yeah.
Hi, Ryan!
He says, anyways, my wife and I did meet at the parks.
That's cute. Oh, cool.
I actually met her through a friend that worked with her at the animation building.
Oh.
So he gives... This is a good story. So we were friends for a couple of months, and then we were hanging out with a couple of friends at the Trader Sam's bar near the Disneyland Hotel.
Yeah.
And on our way back to the car, I got up the courage to ask her out.
Nice, cute. Love it.
So we joke that I actually picked her up at a bar.
Yeah.
8 years and two kids later.
Oh, dear.
It's That's been a fun ride, time. And I love her lots.
That's nice.
Also, Maud is correct. It is much better to be friends first.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, it is.
Yay.
It
really,
actually,
really
yay. A few dates that I've been on, it's only eventuated into a friendship, and I'm almost, like, so glad. I really like that. I prefer just to be friends.
Yeah.
Just chill it out a little bit.
Oh, I have a good email that will go into a story, but we'll do that after the break. Should I do another quick email?
Sure.
Time.
Yeah.
Time for a quickie.
Do you remember last week we were talking about our animated crushes?
Yeah.
Yes. So we got a great top five.
All right,
this is from Matt. Hello.
I'll rate them in pervy noises.
Okay, great.
Yep.
Hello, Allison, Tom, and dramatic pause.
Hi.
Matt.
Hi, Maud. Big fan of the pod from the start. Back in 2016, listening to old episodes or editions helped me get through the very long drive when I made when I moved from Connecticut to Florida.
Oh dear!
Ooh.
Oh yeah!
Oh,
yeah.
You went down that side of the country.
Hold on, six-hour, seven-hour drive. 6-hour drive. Seven-hour drive.
Day drive. Multiple days drive.
Is it really?
From Connecticut to Florida?
I don't know my geography either. Like,
what
I have no idea where anything is.
You grew up in Boston. You think you can get to Florida in 6 hours?
I don't know.
Thank
you.
No,
I don't. I never drove
there. It's not a days.
No, it's probably 2 days. It's not a...
No, I refuse.
No.
You don't think you can drive down there for,
my parents... Okay, from where my parents live to where my brother lives, so this is Jersey to South Carolina, which is in between the gap we're talking about, is a solid 12 hours. You might be able to do it all in one day, but like you're driving more than you probably should in a day.
I've done that. I'm good at that. I have a technique.
Skill. You have a technique to drive more than you should?
No. To drive and to be kind of safe but go well.
Yeah.
Mm. It's mouse cat dog. Have I told you about this?
No.
What?
It's genius, guys.
Matt, we'll get back to your email. I need to know what this is.
Yeah. Okay, so when you're driving long times and it's a long stretches of freeway, you'll every now and then someone will zoom past.
Yeah.
That's your mouse.
That's
your mouse.
Mouse. Your mouse.
You tail them.
Okay.
So
they're getting caught first.
That's it. They're going so fast. Yeah. And you go, great, that's my new speed limit. That's what I'm doing. And you know, when they weave or whatever, like that's your go to.
Yeah.
And my God, it's such a fun game. And then every now and then the mouse and the cat gets a dog. And then
someone follows you.
Yes. And so you're like, if a cop comes from behind, dog's getting done.
Yeah.
And if there's a speedo, the mouse is getting done. Cat's just fine.
Cat, like life.
Yeah.
Cat is always just fine.
Cat always lands on its feet.
But when that happens, like, gosh, you can shave a couple of hours.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah. Tricks. When in doubt, be a cat.
But when it feels like a video game, hacks. It goes faster.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm going to cough. And then every now and then the mouse will dip off and you're like, oh, see your partner.
Yeah. And then you got to slow down and pull off.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually going to say, let's take a little quick break now before we come back to Matt's list, because I think it might get us into a discussion. Matt, we're coming back to your break. Sorry. We're coming back to your list. First, we're going to take a break. This is what drinking does to my brain.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay,
we're back
for Matt. All right, he said you asked us to send them in, so here's my top five hottest female anthropomorphic characters.
I'm ready.
Number five, Chitara from Thundercats.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah, I know. I mean, that's. I feel like that's got to be on every.
Yeah.
That's got to be on the list.
Yes.
Oh, I forgot about. This is a good one. Number four. Gadget from Chip and Dale's Rescue Rangers.
Oh, I can see that.
Yeah, totally.
High ponytail. High ponytail. Not. It wouldn't be on my list. I've got two in mind, though. I've got two in mind.
Yeah.
If these don't get the list, I'll be upset. The chick from Goofy's girlfriend, Goofy Junior's girlfriend in
the Goofy movie.
From a Goofy movie. Yeah. Or Babs Bunny from Space Jam.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Here we go. Yeah. Ready? So number five was Chitara.
Yeah.
Number four was Gadget. Number three, Roxanne from a Goofy movie.
Hey!
Yeah. Oh, look at that.
Which I was like, that's a good fucking call.
Finger on the pulse.
Also, one of the most underrated Disney movies of all time.
People love that.
I never saw it.
I heard it's great. I have people, my friends, who love it and like go to the screenings of it.
It's so good.
I should see it.
I prefer Casper came out around the same time. I got more obsessed with Casper.
Christina Ricci.
Goofy movie. Christina Ricci and Devin Sawa.
Devin Sawa. Is he the voice of Casper?
He comes out at the end, and when he did it, all the girls are like, and I'm like, because I was like fully into Rider Strong.
Oh, Rider Strong. Oh, no. Rider Strong was like, no pun intended, my ride or die.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my God. Oh, I met him once at Comic-Con, and I couldn't talk straight. I was like,
he just had that. Cute smile, that cheeky boy smile.
Is he the one from Boy Meets World's Friend?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I feel like.
Yeah.
Oh, he was.
Okay.
Everything.
I'm pretty sure I said to him, I was like, 12-year-old me had such a crush on you. Oh, no. I said, 12-year-old me is freaking out right now.
You know,
and he's like, well, 12-year-old me is excited to meet 12-year-old you. And I was like, why are you so nice?
12-year-old me is now kissing 12-year-old you.
I think Jennifer used to play D&D with him.
Stop it.
I'm pretty sure. Let me text her right. Yeah. Let me text her right now while you guys are.
Yes. All right. We'll go on. Okay. So we had number five, Chitara. Number four, Gadget. Number three, Roxanne.
Yeah.
Number two, Judy Hopps from Zootopia.
Yeah.
Zootopia.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess
I was like, that's a recent one.
Yeah, she gets
it. That's an interesting decision because I am assuming, Matt, that you were an adult by when Zootopia, because Zootopia
only
came out
that like, was only
two,
like a few years
2 years ago. And so that's an adult decision, and I'm not knocking it, but I just think most of our anthropomorphic crushes happen when we're kids.
Now she pulls.
She's voiced by that woman, I think, from what's that TV show, Once Upon a Time? I think is voiced by the main...
Jennifer Goodwin.
Jennifer Goodwin. Yeah, she plays
Goodwin?
The evil...
Yeah, I think you might be
right. I love Jennifer Goodwin.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. Yeah, I'd go...
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. Okay, and number one, Lola Bunny from Space Jam.
Oh. Lola, because
it's not Babs, but
Babs
I knew you meant.
No,
Looney Tunes.
That's what
close.
I meant.
Yeah,
right.
I knew that's what you meant.
Jam.
Yes,
Lola.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She was You're good.
Yeah, yeah. You called him Maude.
Guys,
it's a great list.
I had very inappropriate thoughts as a kid
about Lola from Space Jam.
About anthropomorphic animals,
just in general.
Yeah. That's cool.
And you did not grow up to be a furry.
No.
Interesting.
No.
Interesting. Yeah, so Matt, that was a great list. Thanks for sending that in. I'm going to go...
You know,
Lola.
I love... You know, I was going to say... It was funny, I was going to say Leela from Futurama.
She's a... I know she's
but
a
still
one
a cartoon character.
She's a cyclops.
Yeah.
I mean, is that an... I don't think that's an animal.
No, you're right. Yeah, I was just saying
animal.
What my crushes were.
Okay, this is called... It's.
But Star Fox is still like...
Yeah.
Can we just
crushworthy?
Oof, he's just like got such great leadership quality. Like I'd follow him, you know.
He'd tell you what to do.
I love that. That's why you're into it. You're like,
Jen,
he's a good leader.
Jen did play with Riders
from Stop
D&D. They were on
a photo.
Huh?
What's he look like now? Google him now.
No, he's still hot.
Show me.
Is he still hot? I believe. I want to say
how
he's married with kids.
He is married with kids now.
That's why.
Tall is.
Hold on, we're gonna Google.
Every bloody crush that I ever had.
He's not very tall. I'm sorry.
If he's
not
taller than me,
like,
and you say he's not very tall, I'll.
Ryder.
The only like tall men on television are like Joe Manganiello and Eric Northman. They're like the only ones who are like taller than 6'3".
Right.
I'm rewatching True Blood.
Still a babe.
Yeah.
Still a babe.
He is.
But
he's a good looking dude.
Yeah. No shit. He was super good looking as a kid too.
All right.
Still a total babe. Now I'm just swiping through photos of Ryder Strong.
I'm still waiting for his height.
Oh, his height. Sorry.
That's okay.
Oh my God. I can't believe I'm about to. Height 5'8". Yeah, not tall.
That checks out.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So he's 6 inches shorter than me. Why are you guys laughing?
Sure, Tom. Sure.
You know, the average height of a man is 5'10".
Yeah.
The average height
Thanks,
of a man
Maude.
Is 5'10".
Thanks for that.
Yep.
So I'm taller than the average man.
Oh, my God.
Taller than the average
I'm
man?
Sorry. I'm laughing because in August of last year, Vice did a... article entitled "Where Is Boy Meets World Ryder Strong Now?" Jesus. Leave the guy alone.
Let him
live his life.
It's like, what are they doing? The worst one, oh my God, did you hear about that? It's so heartbreaking.
With Duffy.
No.
Oh.
No, I'm talking about childhood stars. Where are they now? An article like that?
No.
I watched The Mighty Ducks the other day.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Great movie.
I know.
Yeah. Goldberg.
Yeah.
Which one's Goldberg?
The goalie.
He was a bigger goalie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With
bigger
curly
goalie.
Hair.
Yeah.
Meth addict.
Got busted recently, right?
And he's like gaunt. It does not look like the same.
No, that sucks.
He did not look good. He looked like an old man.
Worst one I ever had, though, where it was like, I think I did a podcast or I did something, and they were like, who was your first crush? Mm-hmm. And I was like, the first poster I put on my bedroom wall was Jonathan Brandis from Sequest.
Same! Holy shit! Have we not discovered this before?
No.
I was fucking heartbroken because he died by suicide.
And I didn't realize that.
Oh.
And then I was like, man, I wonder what he's up to now.
Oh, and you Googled it?
I nearly cried
I sobbed that day that I found out. Because I feel like it was shortly after I moved to LA. So it was like I just like stepped into this world that
Jonathan
he was
Brandis
in.
Jonathan Brandis
was
perfect.
Yeah.
He wasn't. So, sorry, go ahead, please.
He looked beautiful.
Yeah.
But of course, you know, like child stars, it can be so tough.
Yeah.
I mean, God, Amanda Bynes at the moment.
Yeah.
Oy.
Yeah.
I was going to say Jonathan Brandis, because I was always jealous of him as a kid. He's like, that kid's good looking, and he's an actor.
So
and I was an actor, too.
But
I was
he
like,
played
screw
like
that
a
guy.
Child scientist.
Yes.
On
the show.
And he talked to a dolphin.
And
I was like, what?
And he dated Tatiana Emali, so I hated him even more.
Oh, really?
I love Tatiana Emali from, from
Fresh
Prince.
Fresh Prince.
It's his cousin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really? I had a big crush on her, and then he dated her. I was like, screw that guy.
Screw that guy.
You know what? Yeah. Well, anyways.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right, let's turn on to something. I'm like, listen on to something happier, but this, I mean, it's not whatever. You'll see what I mean. This is called Tesla Hacks.
Ooh, Tesla.
It is from Hercules.
Have I got to put on my Alex voice?
Oh, maybe.
For this one?
That's a cross between Alex
better
and Gilbert Guthrie.
I have a sore throat.
Aw. Hey dudes, Hercules here.
Oh.
Hercules, Hercules.
Hi, Maude. I came across this quick article.
Can you
article.
Go the distance?
What?
Can oh. go the distance.
Is that from Disney?
No, that's from
Hercules.
Yeah.
Yeah, Disney movies.
Oh, sorry.
Michael Bolton.
Yes.
Michael Bolton, guys.
Michael Bolton. I was going to say another underrated Disney movie, but honestly, Emperor's New Groove is more underrated than Hercules.
Have we met Hercules really in person, like by the way, this Hercules? Hercules.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Herc's, Hercules.
Yeah, Herc's comes to some of the shows.
Bless my soul, Herc was on a roll.
I came across this quick article this morning, and it made me think of you guys. Here we go. It is about...
Let's hear it.
Oh, it's entitled, oh man, go away, all you things that are telling me about cookies. No, I don't want any
cookies.
Of that shit.
Like
all right, hackers can trick a Tesla into accelerating by 50 miles per hour.
Yeah.
A 2-inch piece of tape fooled the Tesla's cameras and made the car quickly and mistakenly speed up. Mm-hmm. So basically the gist of this story is that, you know how Teslas, when they do their... What's it called when they can auto drive?
Autopilot, yeah. When they're
is
on the freeways
autopilot?
And they read the signs
yes,
on the
exactly,
side of the road.
Yes, exactly.
The speed limit signs.
So I'm going to have to describe this. You guys, I'll show the photo, but I'm going to have to try to describe this. So they found out that taking a 3-inch piece of just black electrical tape. So if you're in a 35 mile per hour zone mm-hmm. and you put that electrical tape over the center of the three. Does that make sense?
You turn the three into an eight is what you're saying.
But
right?
No, you don't turn it into a full eight.
Oh.
You only extend the center of the three across, so it becomes at the same length of the top and the bottom of the three. You guys might be able
that's
to.
That's all I'm you
gonna,
need to do?
I'm going
to
show you this photo. Okay. You guys might be able to describe it better than me. But that's what it is.
Yeah, that's exactly what you described.
Yes.
It's just the center of the three
it's
extended.
It's just the center of the three extended.
And hold on, I don't know what I'm looking
it's
at.
It's just a little bit that. Longer, the three.
But it basically makes the horizontal
oh
center part
God.
Of the three extended across to the top
oh,
and bottom part.
Oh, guys, you didn't
part?
Say where you're putting the tape. If you put it actually on the speed limit sign, I thought you were talking
oh.
about saying you put tape in the car.
Oh, sorry. Got
sorry.
It. Yes,
on
the
sign.
Speed limit sign.
Yep.
So if you take a 35 mile per hour speed limit sign.
Oh my God.
You put a piece of tape in the center of the three. So the center of the three is
elongates.
Extended to the same length as the top and the bottom of the three.
Yeah.
The Tesla camera reads it as an eight.
Got it.
Whoa.
So
and so all of a sudden you're going
yeah.
85 miles per hour and
but
a 35
I mean,
mile per hour.
What kind of prick is sabotaging the system?
No, I mean,
that was,
that's not
yeah.
it, but it's they're just saying, like, this is a problem. Like
it's like someone going, oh, I can hack into cyborgs and make them kill humans. It's like, yeah, but you don't.
They just want to
but
prove that it can be done
like
so
just
people
fucking
don't.
Around.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please.
No. We don't want cyborgs killing people.
No.
Unless they're
I know
my
what's
enemies,
happen
in which
eventually.
Case.
But you know,
go ahead.
We're trying so hard to get to like fully autonomous driving right now. And if things can get fucked up like that, then we will not
I
be there.
I can't wait until the world catches up that guns is actually not the most threatening weapon out there.
What
being
is
able
it?
To hack is.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I was like, you can't shoot the guy who just stole your identity and cleaned out your bank.
Right.
If he's in a basement in
yeah.
Paris, you
yeah.
know, your gun doesn't do shit to protect you in that way.
Right.
And now that people are getting like bio implants.
What?
Like people are getting like implants, like, you know, circuitry into their bodies. I'll look up some articles.
Yeah,
where it's
yeah,
a
yeah,
thing
yeah.
that people do now. And if they can hack that, your bodies,
right.
then the mod's right.
Or like here, like last year, hackers tricked a Tesla into veering into the wrong lane in traffic.
Oh, fantastic.
By placing just little stickers on the yeah, road that yeah. the camera read wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Let's not
hacking.
Do autonomous just yet.
Well, yeah.
I can wait.
We can wait.
Now I'm going to death stare every Tesla on the road.
Yeah.
And being like
you
could
doing?
Kill me. I mean, I guess technically any car on the road can kill you, but I've got a vendetta now and let me entertain it.
Yeah.
I'm like the anti-Alex.
And let me entertain it. The anti-Alex.
Yeah.
Sweet. Do you want to go into like a story?
Yeah, yeah. Sure. I was going to say though, like, remember how they're going to start doing like the Uber air, like the Uber helicopters?
Yes.
The person? Those I worry about getting hacked. If you're in the air and they hack your Uber.
I mean, I don't want to draw thingy. Into this, but I'm going to say one word, Kobe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ugh,
there you
God.
Go.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
And but like, that, if you, all the money in the world can't stop, you know.
Right.
So.
All right.
I just don't want to die yet.
No,
I
you
got
shouldn't.
That, you got till yeah. you're 49, remember?
Fuck.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, dear.
I'm like 41, 47 and 16 days.
No. Was it that? Yeah, it was 47 in 16 days.
No,
I thought it was
49.
49 in 16
it's
days.
Under 50.
Yes, it was under 50.
Like, my kids will be in primary school.
Oh, Jesus.
And they'll be like, I miss mom every day.
And I'll be like, it's okay, young ones. Let me tell you about your mother.
No, because you're going to be like, what, 53 or 4 or something.
But can we like not accent the fact that I'm older
you made
than you?
Yourself sound like a grandma when I'm dying at 49. I'm on your side.
You're right. You are completely, completely right.
You want to calm those saggy grandma tits, right? Calm them now.
That's Let me tell you about your mother.
That used to be my favorite meme where someone's like, calm your tits. And this person, like this like cartoon drawing of like a stick figure. And these like wiggly blue boobs. Jeez, was like, what? No.
No.
That was a thing people said?
Oh, yeah, calm your tits. I was going to tell you it.
Oh, yeah, now I want to see
You don't
see
have
it.
A phone.
Oh,
no.
Mod.
Wait, if you think if I just Google calm your tits, it'll come up?
Yes, it's my favorite.
I just picked up my phone and Ryder Strong was there and it made me really happy.
Boy Meets World was kind of big in Australia, but it didn't take off in the capacity that it did here.
Like, calm your tits. Oh, my God.
No.
Is it really? Is it a real thing?
Yeah.
Oh, now everybody who's listening Save is that. Looking it up.
Oh, my God.
Save that so we can post
No.
on the Twitter.
No, all you have to do is Google calm your tits and look at images.
No,
and
we'll post it on the Twitter.
Oh, my
No.
God.
That's my humor, guys.
What if I don't have those thingies? What do I calm?
You don't get to.
You don't get to.
Nah, you got tits.
I do.
Yeah.
I also like this variation, calm your tits, it can also become soothe your boobs. De-stress your breasts.
Oh, my God.
It just keeps growing.
Adjust your bust before it combusts.
Oh, my God. That's 4 of them?
That is so funny.
De-stress your chest.
This is.
There you go. That's yours, Tom.
De-stress your chest.
Hakuna,
what the fuck are you doing under there?
Oh my God, you're flexing your boobs.
I didn't know you could do that.
I can't.
Wait, Maude, I love this one. Hakuna, your tatas.
That's amazing.
Oh my God.
Using that. Is that a Me Too, though, if I mention it?
No. Your honkers need to stop going bonkers.
That's a stretch.
That's a long one.
That's a stretch.
Undo the calamity that is your mammaries.
What?
Oh my God. I want all of these on shirts by tomorrow.
Oh, don't have a rack attack.
Rack attack. That sounds like someone's got a coke addict.
Oh my God. Oh my
or
God.
Or they've got a crazy wardrobe.
Give the chest a rest. I can't.
That's so many.
Undo the calamity that is your mammaries is the funniest thing I've
Wait,
ever seen.
Wait, what was the second and third one you read out?
Hakuna your tatas.
No, I love that one.
Oh, your honkers need to stop going bonkers.
Before that.
Oh, the second or third. I'm totally going. Soothe your boobs.
Yes.
And de-stress your breasts.
Great. Oh, I thought it was de-stress your chest.
No, it's
breast.
Your breast. Give the chest a rest.
Ah, that's
give the chest a rest.
Don't have a rack attack.
Hakuna your tatas. Pretty brilliant.
Hakuna your tatas. I can't. That is just
Hakuna your tatas.
What it's a wonderful phrase.
Because they're up in my face.
Oh, because you're up in your face.
Hakuna your tatas.
No.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Put a bra on.
All right.
Brought to you by Third Love.
Yay. Can we get another bra for that Third Love?
I'm trying to
Can you de-stress our breasts?
Can we de-stress our breasts?
Third Love?
That's what they do. Yeah. I'm pretty sure. I've heard you guys brag about it all the time.
All right.
You want like a good story? You want like a little Star Wars story? You want like a feel-good story?
Feel good.
Mildly concerned that I just found an unplugged cord under... Aristotle, you're recording my voice, right? We haven't done this whole...
I think it'd be...
My headphones are supposed to be plugged into.
Are you not hearing us?
No, I am, but you know, my cord's coming from all the way over there.
Yeah, it's coming from.
All right, whatever.
Feel good story.
Feel good story. All right, here we go, folks. Mm-hmm. This is kind of nice.
Is it?
Shows there's still some good people out there.
I like
world.
That. Yeah.
All right. A California cab driver knew something sounded fishy when his elderly passenger said she needed to ride to the bank to withdraw $25,000.
Mm. No, she was getting done.
Mr. Singh picked up a 92-year-old woman in Roseville, California. When he started chatting with her, Singh said she told him she was about to withdraw the money to settle a debt with the IRS.
No.
He pleaded with the woman to reconsider, saying he thought this could be a scam.
Yes.
Singh even detoured to a police station to help convince his passenger not to withdraw her money.
Yeah.
He says, I'm an honest guy, and there are old people. They need help.
I'm so sick of people taking advantage of older people.
I know. That's the worst.
As he talked to the woman, she told him that someone had called her and asked for the money. When he asked if it was a family member, the woman grew silent. He said the woman agreed to let him call the number call the number to the person who is posing as an IRS employee.
Yeah.
So we called this number again, and I asked the man, do you know this lady? And the guy said, no. So he knew something was wrong, and so he kept pressing the guy, saying that this woman was 92 years old and she was nervous.
Yeah.
And so the guy hung up, and after repeated calls, you know, the guy, the caller blocked them.
Yeah.
So basically, he drove this woman to the police station and got her out, convinced her to get out of the car and go into the police station where the police convinced her. That took a while. They had to convince her that this was a scam and to not take out the $25,000 to give to the IRS. There's a lot more to it, but basically, like, she was very grateful because she was really scared about, like, not giving the IRS the $25,000.
Right.
So she was really reluctant at 92 years old.
But, I mean, okay, let's just break down some simple maths here. Was she making $90,000 that year?
Or was I'm sure they convinced that it was, like, back taxes.
Yeah.
We have to protect people.
I know.
I'm so sick of... Honestly, like, all the bad stuff happened. Crime usually happens because they're taking advantage of the goodness of people.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you guys watch Better Call Saul?
Yeah, I haven't seen the last, like, two seasons, but I love the show.
Oh, well, I think it's last season, then, if you haven't seen it.
I guess.
But there is an episode where I have not been this upset and angry at the end of a TV show than I was at this episode, and it was because old people got taken advantage of.
Yeah.
And I was livid. I mean, like, gripping a pillow, screaming into it, upset by this episode. And then the very last shot of the episode, something like having nothing to do with that storyline, something like fucking out of the blue huge happens, and I was watching it going, I'm never gonna watch this show again. I was so angry about it, and then this thing happens at the end of the episode, and I was like, fuck, I need to know what happens with that. And thank God in the next episode they remedy the problem with the old people, and I was real close to dropping this show because I was so upset by what they did.
That was like a theme on the show earlier on about like the retirement home and him actually protecting them at first. I haven't seen the new stuff, but like I love. Well, now I got.
It made me so angry is because he was protecting these old people at the beginning, and then you see some shit go down, and you're like,
Side note: I do have a crush on the woman that plays his partner, the blonde woman that's in the whole show. She's so good.
She's
an amazing actress.
I don't know her name either.
I remember.
Look it up.
Yeah,
we got you. Got
Mods like make us do everything.
She's my Ryder Strong.
That doesn't make sense because you didn't have a crush on her when you were 12.
Maybe I did.
Maybe
we don't know that.
Maybe you did.
Maybe I ran into her. Maybe she was my camp girlfriend. I'm just keeping a secret.
Do you guys did you have that
camp?
No, I went to camp, but not camp.
Rhea Seahorn. Is her name.
Yeah. Show me.
Here.
Rhea.
Actually, she kind of looks like you, Maude.
That's why I have a crush.
Tom.
Yeah. Wow. What? Let me see.
Tom.
That doesn't look like Maude.
It kind of looks like Maude, dude.
They're both beautiful in their own separate ways.
Kind of looks like
I'm that. Exceptionally sexy, so.
Yes.
I did not say you weren't.
Yep.
Anywho. Old people. Look out, old people. Look at all our 92-year-old listeners.
My muscles are sore. I've been working out.
Aww.
You look jacked.
Thank you. Jack.
You look jacked.
You look wicked, Jack, bro.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You look pumped, man.
Yeah.
How much you bench?
Do you fucking even lift?
Bruh.
Yo.
Yeah.
How much you bench?
I'm about protein powder.
Yeah.
You smash that shit, too?
Yeah,
okay.
Snort that shit.
All right.
Hakuna your tatas.
No.
No. So good.
Like if deflated balloons were shooting up out of your body.
Yeah. And just
it's
no,
hilarious.
With a period. Like, just no.
No, I won't.
Wow.
So good. All right. Well, we did it, didn't we?
Yeah.
Okay, everyone. Thanks for listening. If you would like to email us at halfhourhappyhourfans@gmail.com.
Let's go down memory lane.
Let's go down memory lane. We got a month to do it.
Give us your best moments. Give us your favorite
now
quotes.
Now I feel like the rest of what I say at the end of the episodes is kind of, I'm like, please subscribe and rate us and follow us on Twitter. Listen, you guys know the deal by this point.
Rate us if you date us.
Hey, if for some reason we get 20,000 new listeners in the next month, maybe we'll not give up the show.
If we can increase our listenership by 400%.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. And that is
all,
it
folks.
For this week's episode of the Half Hour Happy Hour Ladies Night. I'm Allison Hayslip.
I'm Gorgeous Maud.
And thank you, Tom, Sunny, Jim, Krajewski.
Yeah, thank
you.
Hakuna your tatas.
Yeah.
Starbands Audio, a podcast network.